Committed to fair debate and honest information, the reality check has arrived. RCR, Reality Check Radio.
And now we have Lindsay Perigo, who called in to Paul earlier and left his usual acerbic perspective on things.
Good morning. So, America made it to another birthday this week. 247 years since the Declaration resounded around the globe. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitled them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to effect their safety and happiness. Whether America makes it to 248, let alone 250, I should say is moot at this point. France has gone, Britain is going, and America is succumbing to treason. Beijing Biden's bribes from the Chinese Communist Party are now out there in broad daylight, but treasonous woke fascist media won't report them. What the big guy has done for the bribes is obvious. Compromised America's military, sabotaged her economy, sent China strategic oil reserves, banned fossil fuels at home, while China charges ahead with them, allowed a Chinese spy balloon to traverse America for a whole week unimpeded, turned a blind eye to the installation of a Chinese military base in Cuba, let China off the hook for unleashing the Wuhan virus, pushed electric cars whose batteries are made in China, allowed unlimited access to Chinese communists and millions of other invaders across the southern border, and much else. China first, America last. And then, of course, there's the rhetoric. MAGA Republicans are extremists and domestic terrorists. Tough on China, Trump should be jailed, etc., etc. The one lapse in his devotion to Beijing seemed to be when he called President Xi a dictator, though that's hardly controversial, and Biden possibly meant it as a compliment. No surprise, by the way, that our own Chrissy Hipkiss declined to agree with that assessment when getting his writing instructions from Xi and the World Economic Forum in China, as we too slide further into tyranny. The House Republicans' probe into Biden's corruption, into the media complicity, and into the origins of Wuhan could slow down the rot. Two recent Supreme Court decisions give faint grounds for hope also. One, ending the brazen racism that is affirmative action, and the other, upholding the right of a Christian web maker not to do wedding websites for same-sex couples. Now, I, of course, am as gay as Gertie, but I'm also a liberty lover. I certainly don't think a Christian web maker should be forced to build me a website in the unlikely event of my getting married. The Lavender Mafia, who've hijacked LGBT, are up in arms about this decision, of course. But how odd that if it were a Muslim refusing to build a site, the Lavender Mafia probably would have no problem. Totalitarianism makes for queer bedfellows sometimes. In any event, happy birthday, America, and good luck. You're certainly going to need it. The enemies of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness have never been more intent on extinguishing liberty's torch, blacking out that shining city on a hill. If you don't make it, America, I'm glad I lived at a time you were great, and black women such as Leontine Price, who needed no quota system, would sing your praises.
America is beautiful, the place where dreams really do come true. America is bountiful, and its artistic bounty overflows tonight.
Committed to fair debate and honest information, the reality check has arrived. RCR, Reality Check Radio.